Case number 12,589, BAR SGR LLC seek variances from the front yard setback requirement for proposed structures. Section 115-25, 115-82, 115-182, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Holly Lake Road at the intersection of Holly Lake Road and John J. Williams Highway, Route 24. The 911 address is 32087 Holly Lake Road, Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1 and C1. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 17, Parcel 20. They're seeking a 14.9-foot variance from the 60-foot front yard setback requirement for proposed campground store. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Hello again. For the record, my name is Mackenzie P. I'm an attorney with Baird Mandelis Brockstead. Here this evening on behalf of BAR SGR LLC, the property owner of 32087 Holly Lake Road, Millsboro, Delaware, further identified as tax map parcel number 234-17-20. The property is the location of the Holly Lake Campground store, located on the north side of Holly Lake Road at the intersection of Holly Lake Road and John J. William Highway, Route 24. Tony Sen, the applicant's representative and member owner of the property, is here with me this evening, along with Matthew Brickley of Clifton L. Backus Jr. Inc., land surveyors and planners, and Kenny Hopkins, manager of the campground. The applicant seeks a 14.9-foot variance from the 60-foot front corner setback requirement pursuant to Sussex County Code Section 115-82. The entire parcel is subject to split zoning with AR1 agricultural residential and C1 general commercial, and is a corner lot with front yards along Route 24 and Holly Lake Road. The proposed campground store is located on the C1 general commercial portion of the property and is therefore subject to the setback requirements of that district, requiring a 60-foot front yard setback off of Route 24 and Holly Lake Road. The applicant's submission includes the variance application, attachment detailing the variance criteria, the property and deed information as Exhibit A, the site plan prepared by the surveyor as Exhibit B, a copy of relevant sections of the municipal code as Exhibit C, aerial maps of the property as Exhibit D, and finally an image of the property's frontage as Exhibit E. The property presently has an existing storage building and existing campground store that is being proposed to rebuild and replaced. The site plan submitted as Exhibit B details the plans to upgrade and expand the existing campground store and facilities on this particular portion of the property. The storage building was recently built and misplaced by the pole building contractor, which is the reason the applicant is seeking the variance from the board this evening. The misplacement of that storage building shifted the entire project towards the front line off of Holly Lake Road. The existing campground store will be removed and replaced with the proposed 5,137 square foot one-story campground store. As you'll notice from the plans, the existing store is only 12.5 feet from the 15 feet right-of-way located in the front yard setback, and the proposed store will be located 45.10 feet from that right-of-way. So we're actually improving the conditions, regardless of the error with respect to the misplacement of the pole building. The property is unique in that it is subject to split zoning with agricultural residential and general commercial. The property is also subject to two restrictive 60-foot setbacks along Route 24 and Holly Lake Road as a corner lot, minimizing the buildable lot area. Additionally, pre-existing structures identified as existing storage building on the site plan prepared by the surveyor were misplaced by the pole building contractor, as previously stated, creating a unique condition on site that limits the buildable lot area for the applicant to make normal improvements to his property, as shown on Exhibit B. Because of the misplacement of the existing storage building on the C1 portion of the parcel, the property cannot be developed in strict conformity with the zoning code. Therefore, the authorization of a variance is necessary for the applicant to make normal improvements. The exceptional practical difficulty was created by the pole building contractor because of the placement of the existing storage building, shifting the entire project into the front yard setback. If authorized, the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or the Holly Lake campsite. The proposed location, as previously mentioned, actually improves the condition because the current store is located 12.5 feet from the existing right-of-way. And the proposed campground store will be located 45.10, more or less, from the existing right-of-way. Finally, the minimum, this is the minimum variance that will afford relief and will represent the least modification possible of the regulation issue. I will conclude there, and you are more than welcome to ask any questions of me and or the applicant.
Questions?
When was this building built?
We'll have to come, if you want to speak, you have to come up and be sworn in.
Thank you. You just have to state your name for the record.
Kenny Hopkins, 32087 Holly Lake Road, Millsboro.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. So to repeat the question.
When was the building in question built?
The existing storage building.
The existing, last summer.
Okay.
So there's a recent issue, and then obviously it's prompted this application.
Yeah, and it was back, in the summer, in the fall, when we found
that. Okay. Any complaints?
No. Everybody said, everybody loves the building.
You're just the one that has to bring in compliance?
Yeah.
Sure. Who built the building?
The Marble Pole Building.
You have septic and well out there? Or?
Yes.
What all are you going to have in the store? Is there going to be like a restaurant or anything like that?
It's going to be like a small, snack bar like we have now in registration office where they're wanting, registration when now they come up and register standing on the outside. With Good Sam's and all of them, they want you to be able to have the campers come inside and register, and then, it'll be a small convenience store and a little bit of game room, for the kids when we're allowed to let them in.
Is there any explanation from the contractor on why this happened? How this happened?
No. There, we told him, where the stall, was, and there's supposed to be a 10-foot offset, and it happened.
And just be clear, the variance isn't for the existing pole building, it's for the proposed store.
Correct, that's
but
been shifted forward.
Because of where the pole building was located, it's created this problem for you.
Yes.
Putting the store that you're going to tear down and build. Yes. Further away from the road now.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Other questions?
You mentioned there's a septic. Where exactly is that septic system located? Is it within the building envelope?
I think it actually is shown on the... I have a larger set of plans that may be helpful to look at.
That location of existing?
I think... Hold on, let me look.
Page 99.
Yeah, the drain field identified on the plan submitted into the record.
Yeah, my eyes aren't that strong today.
I know, and I noticed that, which is why Matt brought an extra set of plans too, which is helpful.
It shows the distribution box.
How far will the store be from the edge of pavement for Holly Lake Road? That's the one that we need the variance from, correct?
Yes, correct. And that's what I actually have it measured there from. So the way, you'll see it on the plans, how we actually submitted it. So the request is actually from the edge of the right-of-way there, which is how it was specified to be to Matt, the surveyor, when we submitted it. So that 15 right-of-way can be dedicated.
Mr. Hopkins, did you hear the statements made by Ms. Pete tonight?
Yes.
Do you believe those to be true and correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
Other questions after seeing that?
So are you having to dedicate a right-of-way too?
Yes.
Okay, so you're losing 15 feet off the front?
Correct.
As well?
Mm-hmm.
All right, makes sense. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone we have one.
You wish to speak? You state your name and address for the record.
Yes, Tony Sen, 30 South Horseshoe Drive, Milford, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Just the only comment I have, I work with Kenny, I'm general manager for Bar SGR, and this whole debacle that we have with moving the store, as McKenzie said earlier, is from the misplacement of the building that we have, which we already had the store drawn, ready to go exactly on the site so it would all fit exactly the way it was supposed to. That the building got pushed over, then we actually had to redraw the store again, from my understanding, to the exact specifications as the setback that we had originally. Then the change in the designation of Holly Lake Road is what actually caused us to go back that extra 15 feet. So we've just kind of, it's been kind of an ongoing dominoes thing that's got us to this point.
I don't have any questions on it. Anybody else have questions?
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone present who is in opposition to this application? Operator?
If there is anyone on the line who is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12589 for Bar SGR. For the requested variance, pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing, exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property. The variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulations addition.
Second. Motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for my reasons.
Aye, too, for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12589 has been approved.